I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Time for your brand new phone tap. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Real quick, though, I'll be performing at the Tacoma Comedy Club this Thursday through Sunday. You can get tickets for that at uglytickets.com. As for your phone tap, Big Pook is back,
yes.
And this time he's not calling somebody about a job, actually. He's looking to speak with a parent of a middle schooler. So why is Pook calling the parent of a middle schooler? Well, he's always got a plan up his sleeve, and this time is no different. You'll find out what he wants in your phone tap right now.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? This Pook.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Pook, P-double-O-K. What's up, man?
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, I don't think so. This is Bryson's dad.
Yeah, I'm Bryson's father.
Yeah, I got the right number. What's up? How you doing?
Are you sure you have the right number?
Unless there's another dude out there who has a son named Bryson, same phone number, then I'm pretty sure I got the right number. What's up, man? My name's Pook. I'm in Bryson's class and I figured he would have told you about me.
No, I haven't heard anything about a Pook in any of Bryson's classes.
Yeah, he tell you anything about his boy Clarence, maybe?
Yeah, he has mentioned Clarence before.
Yeah, motherfucker, that's me. Pook. But my mama calls me Clarence, but y'all could call me Pook.
You know, you sound a little old to be one of my son's classmates.
I mean, we don't have to get into all that. Hey, I was just calling to see if Bryson could kick it tonight. And he said I need to get your permission and you know, because he's like 13 and he needed to get your permission or whatever.
You know something? I need to know, how old are you exactly?
I'm 13. Yeah,
I'm having a lot of trouble buying that.
You crazy. Hey, look, I'm just playing with you. I'm 28.
So you're in my son's class at 28 years old.
Look, all right, it's kind of a long story, but I didn't complete school, like, all the way. Like, I barely completed any of it, you know what I'm saying? So it's a new program where they allow you to go back into classrooms and learn shit. And I've been learning seventh grade again, you know?
Okay, yeah, I'm really happy for you, but yeah. I don't think I can go along with this.
With me learning seventh grade? Why wouldn't you want me to learn?
No, man, with you hanging out with my 13-year-old son.
Oh, you talking about me hanging out with Bryson?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but he's my homeboy. Like, we've been hanging out at, like, lunchtime, recess, all that.
So you can't find anybody your own age to hang out with?
Hey, look, that's more a compliment to Bryson, you know what I mean? Like, he's a cool kid, you know? Like, we're friends now.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, I asked Bryson if he wanted to come hang out at my homeboy Fatal's house, and he's with it. So, like, we're just going to go over there and chill for a little while, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what, Fatal? Who? What, is that a person?
Yeah, my homeboy Fatal. I mean, I know you ain't met him, but hey, he's a cool motherfucker, though.
Wait, no. I'm not cool with this at all.
Y'all was telling Bryson all about Fatal, and I thought they would get along like Batman Robin type shit, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, is Fatal as old as you are?
Nah, Fatal ain't as old as me. Fatal's an OG. Fatal's 45, you know what I'm saying?
Look, my son is not hanging out with you or Fatal or any OGs. This is not happening.
Hey, but why, though?
Because I'm his father.
Yeah.
You're over 10
years old. Oh, I get it.
Oh,
hey. No, I get it. Y'all want to come too. Hey, that's cool. It's a bunch of people going over to Fatal's house. It'll be dope, man. You could come. Bryson could come.
Good for you and Fatal. That's great for you and Fatal. I'm thrilled you guys get along so well.
Yeah, dude, he's dope. Like, so it's cool then?
No, it's not cool. Is this one of the reasons you had to go back to school? Because you can't understand simple facts?
Hey, look, I find that offensive, all right? Because y'all don't even know me. Like, I'm smart. I know a lot of facts. As a matter of fact, I'm killing it right now. I just got a B+ in PE. 2 semesters.
Y'all, good for you. Get
y'all ever got a B+ in PE? 2 semesters? 2 semesters.
Yeah, fantastic. What'd you have to do? Just show up and breathe?
I mean, I had to dress, too.
I would not be bragging about a B+ in PE.
Yo, I didn't just get a B+ in PE. I got a B+ in PE 2 semesters.
I'm going to take a wild guess here. You don't even know what PE stands for.
Hey, look, everybody knows what PE stands for. Maybe y'all don't know.
All right, fine. Yeah, come on, genius. Tell me.
That's the funny part is, like, it don't stand for nothing. That's just the name of it, PE. Like,
go Google physical education. That might give you a hint.
Why would that give me a hint about PE?
Have they taught you spelling yet? What does the word physical begin with?
Physical. Obviously, physical begins with an F. Obviously.
No, this is actually starting to get fun now. You are such an idiot.
I'm an idiot? Hey, y'all don't even know how to spell physical right. And then y'all talking about physical education, PE. Y'all don't even know what you're talking about. I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are an idiot. own it. And now I'm going to call the school and address the fact why they're putting 28-year-olds in classes with junior high schoolers.
Hey, you could call them, but they ain't going to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you want to bet a paycheck on that genius?
Yeah, absolutely I do, because this ain't even a real phone call. Like, this is like a prank phone call. Like, I'm making all this up.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your son Bryson set you up.
Bryson put you up to this?
Yeah. He said he listens to the show every day going to school and wanted to play a joke on you.
God, now it makes sense. He's been talking about his new friend Clarence setting me up for this.
Yo, the name is Pook, right?
Yeah, Pook. Double OKs, whatever.
Hey, but I got B plus PE. You know how many times?
Yeah, two semesters.
Two semesters. Goddamn right.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.